It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Vital keys to unlocking the supernatural. Remember that today is our supernatural turnaround banquet. And that means turnaround in every department of life shall become our portion in the name of Jesus. You brought your handkerchief, any material you have brought to be blessed as a prophetic mantle, please put them under your seat. You have come to Mount Zion, the presence of the living God. And as you put them on under your seat right now, the grace and the power of God upon this commission will begin charging those materials now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important for us to recognize as we commence this morning that according to scriptures, one of the great blessings of redemption is the command of the supernatural. In the book of John chapter 3 verse 8, he said the wind blows where it lists. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it is going or where it's coming. So is every man that is born of the Spirit. So everyone that is born again is born a sign. In Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, I and the children which the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. That means you are created as a sign and a wonder. Say with me, I'm a sign and a wonder. So first, to unlock the supernatural, we must have a proven new birth experience. That is, you must be born again. It is those who are born of the Spirit that are born as signs. But secondly, you must have unshakable faith in God and in His prophet sent to us. You must have unshakable faith in God and in His prophet sent to us. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, the Bible says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. He said, but believe also His prophets, so shall you prosper. So there must be faith in God and faith in the prophet that is sent to us. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41, the Bible says, he that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive the prophet's reward. So we must have faith in the prophet that is sent to us. And scriptures make it clear that God sends His prophets specifically to people. In Luke chapter 4 verse 25 to 27, the Bible tells us there, it said, I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. He said, when the heaven was shut off for 3 years and 6 months, when the great famine was throughout the land. He said, but unto none of them was Elijah sent. So they are sent specifically to people. And I have good news for you. We have a prophet that God has sent to us that is in this house this morning. And that means that as you have faith in Him, every word that will be proceeding from His mouth in prophetic decree shall be established in your life. I thought somebody believed it to be shouting a louder amen. You believe it, shout a louder amen. But one of the vital keys to unlocking the supernatural is engaging the mystery of the prophetic mantle. And that's what we're going to be focusing on this morning. Engaging the mystery of the prophetic mantle. Engaging the mystery of the prophetic mantle. The mantle from a prophet of God is one of the instruments that God has given us for the command of signs and wonders. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12 to 15, we see there that as Elijah was being caught up to heaven, Elisha saw him and cried out. And the Bible said that the mantle of Elijah fell from him. Elisha took up that mantle and went directly to the river Jordan and struck the river. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And just like Jordan parted for Elijah, it parted for Elisha. I have good news for you this morning. As you are picking up the prophetic mantle today, just as situations, circumstances, barriers have been parting their way for his servant, they shall be parting their way for you. I said they shall be parting their way for you. They shall be parting their way for you. In the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. I said somebody believe it, say a louder amen. So it's an instrument for the command of the supernatural. A prophetic mantle is simply any clothing material. Handkerchiefs, aprons, whatever they may be, taken from God's apostles and prophets. Any clothing material taken from God's apostles and prophets, empowering those who believe to command the supernatural after their order. Any clothing material taken from God's apostles and prophets, empowering those who believe to command the supernatural after their order. If you look at it very closely, you discover in that scripture in 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah was walking with Elisha and he got to Jordan. He took the mantle and struck it, and Jordan parted. Elijah was caught up, but the mantle fell from him. And Elisha got to the same place and struck it and called, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And the same way God answered Elijah, he answered Elisha. You heard the testimony that was shared with us this morning in this service. He said he went down to that zona center to put that child upon the altar. He put the mantle on the child. He put the anointing oil on the child. That mantle is the unction of the prophet. And he began to call on the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. And suddenly he said the child held the mantle and stood up. Because the unction behind the prophet was loaded in that material. And it means that the way God will answer his prophet, he had to answer him there. I have good news for you. Today, via this encounter, the way God answers his servant, he will answer you from now. I said, the way God answers his servant, he will answer you from now. The way he answers his servant, he will answer you from now. In the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and verse 12, it said, God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons were brought to the sick. He said, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. As soon as those materials arrived, everything that was out of place in their life was pushed out of their lives. Today, whatever is invading your life wrongfully, taking residence in any department of your life, as you shall be receiving the mantle of the prophet, they shall be checked out forcefully. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Now the question is, what is in the mantle? What is in the mantle? Number one, the overflowing anointing of a prophet. The overflowing anointing of a prophet. Psalm 45 verse 6 to 8. The Bible tells us there, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter is a right scepter. It said, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. That's talking about the anointing. And look at verse 8. As a result of the anointing on his life, he said, all thy garments are now affected by it. Every material that comes in contact with a prophet of God partakes of the overflowing unction that is upon their lives. The overflowing unction that is upon their lives. That means that right now, as we are going to be partaking of the mantle in this service, the overflowing unction upon the life of his servant shall be manifesting practically in every department of your life. In Matthew chapter 9, we saw Jesus engaging this in verse 20 to verse 22. A woman who had this plague of the fountain of blood for 12 years. All physicians had tried and failed. But she came to Jesus behind the press. And she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately she was made whole. She didn't touch him. She touched the garment. And the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 14 verse 34 and verse 36. He said, and the multitude sought to touch him. And as many as touched him, they were made perfectly whole. They touched his garment. The overflowing prophetic unction was upon it. That is what is in the mantle. The mantle is a cloth that has contact with the prophetic unction. The overflowing prophetic unction bringing about the same effect. It means that as you'll be going home today, you may not be able to physically take God's servant home with you, but you can take what he carries home with you. I remember the testimony of God's servant, Bishop David Abioye. He said he was sent to a place on assignment. And as he would always do, he asked for a mantle. And as he asked for a mantle, he put the mantle in his right pocket. And having concluded ministry, he said he was walking out of the place. And they brought to him a man stark blind. And he turned back and saw the blind man. And he said he touched the mantle on his chest. And said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to see. And he turned back. And immediately before he could take a step, there was a shout. Because the man whose eyes were closed were suddenly opened. He said at that time he had not seen such thing before. But he had taken something from somebody who has seen it before. I'd like you to know that there are things you have never seen before. You have never touched before. You have never tasted before. But you are going to be carrying something from the one who has seen it before. Who has tasted it before. And that means you will taste it next. I said that means you will touch it next. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, the overflowing priestly anointing is in the mantle. The prophetic anointing is there. And the priestly anointing is there. Psalm 133 verse 1 to 3. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment on the head that ran down the beard. Even Aaron's beard and went down to the skirts of his garment. He said, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there God commandeth the blessing. The priestly anointing. And one of the functions of that anointing is to bless. It means that as that unction is coming in your direction today, the blessings of God that characterize this commission, that characterize a servant, shall become your portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Amen. Remember, according to scriptures, the priesthood in the Old Testament is represented by the apostolic and the prophetic ministry in the New Testament. And that means that priestly unction and that prophetic unction is what God is combining to load into that material today. It means that the unction for blessing and the unction for manifestation shall be your portion today in the name of Jesus. But of great importance is the question, how do I access the transference of unction from the prophetic mantle? How do I gain access to it? It is good to know that it is loaded, but it's better to know how to pull out of that which it carries. Number one, you must receive the person and the ministry of the prophet. Receive the person and the ministry of the prophet. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 41, he that receives a prophet in the name of the prophet, he said he shall receive the prophet's reward. Receive the person and the ministry of that prophet. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets. He said, so shall you prosper. So you must receive the person and receive their ministry. Receive the person and receive their ministry. Number two, crave for what he or she carries. Crave for what he or she carries. And by crave, I mean have a desperate desire. Have a desperate desire. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9, Elijah said to Elisha, what is it that you want that I should do for you before I am taken away from you? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. I desire desperately that a double portion of your spirit be upon me. You see, there can be no transference without a crave. A crave talks about a desperate desire. A desire that cannot be quenched. In the book of Psalm chapter 63 verse 1 and 2, he said, God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, and my flesh longed for thee. He said, in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen it in the sanctuary. In other words, there must be a thirst. And you see, I like us to recognize a thirst is not a casual desire. Because you can never be physically so thirsty that you are not thirsty again. The only thing that can solve thirst is when the object of thirst is obtained. In other words, you are thirsty for water. The thirst will never go until water comes. You are hungry for food. The hunger can never go until the food comes. You see, when you say you have a crave, the crave can never go until that which you crave comes. You can't claim to have a crave when you have a desire and then just casually you say, okay, well, I didn't get it, no problem. No. Nobody who is thirsty say, I didn't get water, no problem. I didn't get food, no problem. You see him desperately driving for it. You must have a heart desire that is panting for it. As the deer pants for the waters, so our soul should long for him. Shout hallelujah. Number three, engage a soul tie with your prophet. Engage a soul tie with your prophet. Proverbs 27 and verse 19. He said, as in water, face answers to face. He said, so the heart of a man answers to another. When you have your heart tied, your soul tied to a person, that which is inside the person will begin to reflect upon you. You see what the scripture said there? It says, as water is and face answers to face. When you look at water or you look at a mirror, what is on you reflects on the mirror. God is saying that when you tie your heart to the prophet God sends your way, what is on him begins to reflect on you. As in water, face answers to face, so the heart of a man answers to another. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 4, verse 6, and verse 8. We see it there. You hear Elisha continuously saying, he said, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. As thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. As thy soul liveth. He tied himself to him. Shout hallelujah. Number four, engage a sonship tie. So it'll be sonship tie. Engage a sonship tie with your prophet. Engage a sonship tie with your prophet. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 22. Engage a sonship tie with your prophet. He said, a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. In other words, what he carries is deposited on those that are his children. In the same vein, until you are a spiritual child, you don't have the automatic access to that which he carries. In the physical, for example, you discover that when you see a person with certain traits, physically speaking, he has children, you will discover that those traits are seen clearly in the children that come after him. Sometimes you see the son, You see the father. They have not introduced themselves as father and son. But you say, oh, is this your son? Or is this your father? Because you can see the DNA of the father. It is genetically put there. He does not need to struggle to look like him. He doesn't need to struggle to act like him. He has some mannerisms that have come from him simply because he's his child. My children have certain mannerisms around about them that come directly from me. They just do it that way. It is just how they are. They don't try it. It is just natural. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? There is no struggle for it. You just see a transfer of that which is on the father reflecting on the children. That is what it means spiritually also. When you are a spiritual child, you don't struggle to manifest that which your father carries. You just naturally manifest it. And you see, in the physical, you physically look like a father. In the spiritual, you manifest like a father. Because the features of the spiritual are the manifestations that you carry. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying this morning? That means that the way things happen for God's servant, the way things happen for this commission, for anyone that is a true son of the prophet, a true daughter of the prophet, you just discover that things are happening for you the same way. You just discover that the same way you hear that this commission has never had a better yesterday. You just discover every year you are just moving from glory to glory. You just discover that things are just moving on your behalf. You discover that all kinds of things are happening without any struggle. Why? The DNA is inside you. I like us, therefore, to position ourselves as sons and daughters of the prophet. Because that is the sure way to carry what the prophet carries. That is the sure way to carry what the prophet carries. I believe that from this moment forward, nobody will need to ask you where you are coming from. I said, from this moment forward, nobody will need to ask you where you are coming from. I remember the story of a man. This man had certain very strong features physically. And he had many children. And sometimes they couldn't tell who was his child. But all they need to do is look at him. When they look at the child, the features of the father are just naturally there. So no questions asked. No need to do anything. It is clear that this is the son of the father. That's how it will be concerning you. That the things that people see about this commission, the prosperity they see, the breakthrough they see, the advancement they see, the turnarounds they see, shall become your identity from now. Number five, stay connected both with your spirit and your soul for continuous flow. Stay connected. John chapter 15, verse 4 and verse 5. The Bible tells us this. It said, abide in me and I in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you can ye except ye abide in me. He said in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, he said he will bring forth much fruit. So our connection is the key to the continuous flow. Our connection is the key to the continuous flow. No pipe will complain of thirst if it remains connected to the mains. If you want to continue to enjoy the flow of virtue, then maintain a sense of value for your connection. Maintain a sense of value for your connection. Defend your connection. Maintain your connection. Stay tied to the one that God has sent your way. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. Over and over again, we have heard the testimony of God's servant, our father, share with us concerning how God sent his way certain prophets. He sent his way the prophet Kenneth E. Hagin, and he stayed connected with him. Even after he has gone to be with the Lord, he said he remains his teacher. He stayed connected with him continuously. And the flow of virtue has remained the same. He sent Kenneth Copeland his way. He stayed connected with him and has remained that way. And you can see the prosperity mantle of Kenneth Copeland manifesting in his life. He sent God's servant pastor, E. Adeboye, his way. And you can see the enlargement grace still manifesting in his life. Because as long as you maintain connection, you cannot lose access to virtue. As long as you maintain connection, you cannot lose access to virtue. You shall never lose access to virtue in the name of Jesus. I said you shall never lose access to virtue in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, this morning, I'd like to charge us, expect sudden supernatural turnarounds as you release your faith for the wonders in the prophetic mantle today. Expect supernatural turnarounds in sudden dimensions, not gradually but immediately, as you gain access to the prophetic mantle. In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15, as soon as Elijah dropped that mantle, the manifestation for Elisha began. It means that as soon as the mantles are picked up today, the manifestation for you begins immediately. I said the manifestation for you begins immediately. The manifestation for you begins immediately. Please be assured, with God, it does not take time. It takes faith. It does not take time. It takes faith. It does not take time. It takes faith. One night, a man called Joseph was sleeping in a miserable prison. He woke up the next morning, and the next time he was asleep, he was sleeping in a palace. It does not take time. It simply takes faith. It does not take time. It simply takes faith. It does not take time. It simply takes faith. I see somebody experiencing such supernatural, sudden turnaround in the name of Jesus. One night, the whole host of Israel was locked as captives within a nation called Egypt. Everything looked like nothing will happen. But that same night, Pharaoh sent for them and was urgent for them to leave. And the Bible says that when they left, within that night, those who were slaves, he said they spoiled the Egyptians. They carried the wealth of a nation out of the nation that day. One night. The God we serve does not need time. He needs your faith. As you are departing from this mountain today, there shall be sudden turnarounds for you in the name of Jesus. The bondage of Israel was turned instantly to fortune in one night for you. Today will be that kind of day for you in the name of Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, the Bible tells us that Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, he said, all the scarcity will be replaced with plenty. By this time tomorrow. There was no arrangement in place. I'd like you to forget your connection. Forget every arrangement you have in place. God is simply saying, I don't need your help to change your story. I don't need your assistance to change your level. All he's saying is, invest your faith in me. And by the next day, the entire story of Samaria was supernaturally changed by that word. For somebody under the sound of my voice, for you also, your story shall be supernaturally turned around. Yeah. 120 men were locked up in an upper room, including apostles who followed Jesus. It looked as if the door of destiny had closed on them. But then suddenly, one day, the day of Pentecost came. And those who were locked in the upper room became the talk of the town. The entire city came looking for them. There are people here who may have been locked, as it were, in an upper room, forgotten in obscurity. Everything looks upside down. But today for you is that day of Pentecost. The person who has been forgotten, you shall become the talk of the town. I say you shall become the talk of the town. You find David, the king, in 1 Samuel chapter 16. They came to the house of Jesse, Bring all your sons. I've not seen where a father sees opportunity but forgets the destiny of one of his children. He gathered all his children together and then he looked at them one by one by one by one. He said, these are not there. Do you not have any other son? That is, God had to remind the father that there is another son. That's how forgotten he was. He said, this one is in the wilderness. He's with the sheep. He doesn't stay with people. He does not mix with human beings. That's why we forgot him there. He said, nobody will sit down till he comes. And suddenly, the forgotten child was anointed. And the one with the sheep became a king. And hear this. The Bible said, the one who his family could not see, in verse 18 of that same scripture, he said, I have seen a son of Jesse. They were talking of him in the palace. He said, he's a mighty man of valor. He has not been to war once. He said, he's prudent in matters. He has never solved a problem before. He said, he's cunning in playing. He said, and among other things, the Lord is with him. There are things that do not fit you as far as your CV is concerned. They don't fit you as far as your qualification is concerned. But by reason of your encounter, it shall be instantly delivered to you. I like you, therefore, position your faith adequately. God has brought you today for a supernatural turn around. A supernatural turn around. Therefore, expect to emerge as a living wonder after the order of Elisha. Your story is surely changing. Somebody believe it. Say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe it. Say a loud amen. I want you to know that you are at the right place at the right time. God has brought you here for an encounter with an apostle that he has placed over this commission. And the grace on his life has been replicated in lives of many. And you are the next in line. Somebody believe me, say a loud amen. This commission is one of the cities of refuge where people run into from the hostility of the enemy. You have come here today, the hostility of the devil is silenced in your life forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, take advantage of what God has in store for you here this morning. And I know that your story shall never remain the same again. The presence of God upon this commission that makes a difference will make a difference in your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Will you lift your hand to heaven and give God thanks for his word that you have received this morning? Appreciate him, glorify him, honor him. He's worthy of praise. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today,
that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.